105.9
Academy FM. 105.9 Academy FM.
Biz Connect.
Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Tweet us at Kent_biz.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a rainy Monday afternoon with myself, Martin White, and my fabulous co-host,
Tracy Westall.
And of course, we are the Biz Connect radio show coming to you for the last time in 2020, Tracy.
I know, what a roller coaster ride we've been on.
Gosh, hasn't it just? No one would have believed, would they, at the start of the year?
When we all wished 2020 into our lives. In January,
that
midnight.
That we'd be where we are now.
I know.
Anyway, as always, we're here to kind of put a brave face on things, aren't we?
Well, we do try.
We try our best. But on a serious note, it is our last show of the year. So we're only going to do an hour today, because frankly, that's probably all people can bear anyway. We're in that sort of slightly frivolous mood, aren't we?
We are. It's falling apart around us at the moment, isn't it?
We've got mince pies, silly hats, we've got branded mugs, there's all sorts going on
here. Tearful, and...
Oh, don't mention that.
Operation Stack.
We don't want to know about that. It's got a new name, isn't it? It's called Brock now, I think.
Brock. Whatever you want to call it.
Brock.
Kent's car park.
Sounds sort of mean, tough, hard, doesn't it? Brock. Operation Brock.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, it is what it is.
It is, and I think we should start playing a song. I hope we've got a nice cheery carol or a Christmas tune to line us up.
Well, we need to just kind of talk through the running order of the show first, don't we? Because we have actually got our very own station manager Dave Sharp on the show today.
Oh, we have, yes.
Yes, you've completely forgotten that, hadn't
you? Well, no, I'm actually looking at him through the window, to be absolutely honest with you. He's
ably assisted by
Catherine.
Cat.
Yes.
So they're going to be telling us all about how the station works and what it's here to do, really, because it is actually a charity.
Yes.
Not a lot of people know that.
No.
But Dave will be telling us all about that. So we're going to have Dave on. We're going to thank all of our guests that have been on the show this year as well when we come back.
Mm-hmm.
And we get a little bit of business news, kind of stuff that's happening early in the new year, but we won't dwell on that too much. But there are a couple of exciting events coming up. So I think without further ado...
Can we play a song now?
We'll play a song and we'll be straight back after this. Join us after this.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect.
The show that promotes and connects businesses.
Welcome back, everybody, and what a great tune we've just listened to there. And I think we should really start by saying thank you to some of the guests that we've had on this year, because it's been very weird, and we have been off air for 3 months.
I know.
That was crazy.
And we've still managed to pack all these fabulous guests
in
as well.
Looking at the list, I can't believe it.
Well, go on then. Let's throw some names at us.
Well, Alison Palmer from FSB and Paul Andrews from Jobs in Kent.
Yeah, I was talking to Paul this morning, actually. They started the year for us, didn't they?
I think
on the 6th of January or something like that. We had Adrian Dante and Greg Taylor from McIntyre Hudson, MHA McIntyre Hudson. Hello, guys.
Yeah, Tamara Renshaw on Productivity Finance. And Gary Hibbers of Cyberfort Group and Simon Morgan from the HR department.
He's had a busy year.
He has had
a
busy
year.
Gary,
yeah. Gosh, and who else are we? We've had Miguel Calabresi from Blue Rocket Accounting, who came on with Graham Marley from Let's Do Business Group. And we've got another one of their Her Biz workshop series coming up in January that we're going to talk about a little bit later on.
Yeah, Roland Kinch from Custodian Data Centres and Rob Robinson from Low Carbon Kent.
Yeah, that was a great show, all about green matters. In fact, Rob is going to be our first guest, Tracy, back on the show in the new year.
Fabulous.
So he's going to be talking about all the new grant funding that's going to be available from Locase in 2021. Mm-hmm. So really looking forward to that show.
great. And then we have Veronica Kingman and Lynette Wood from Ashford International Hotel.
Yes.
And the Alma Rose Hotel Group.
Lynette actually co-hosted that show with me while you
were... She did a fantastic job. I wasn't around.
Sunning yourself somewhere, weren't you?
Not quite.
Down in the New Forest or somewhere, yeah. Gosh, they've had a tough time of it, haven't they?
They have.
The Ashford International and all hospitality businesses this year, they've really gone through the ringer. So, our best wishes go out to everybody involved in that industry for 2021. And let's hope we can put all of this behind us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And then we've got Charlie Graham-Gellan for Red Key Concepts. Main contractors and developers, they've had a very good year. They've actually moved as well to...
They've just recently moved, haven't they?
Relocated.
Yeah.
So,
Invicta House, I think they're in there, which is the old...
The old radio...
Invicta FM...
radio station,
HQ,
place, yeah.
Yeah, in Whitstable. But
yeah.
Charlie was a great guest because she was talking about... we see these kind of property development shows on the telly all the time, don't we? Grand designs and stuff like that. And Charlie gave us an insight into the reality, shall we say, of construction and property development. She was a great guest. Lovely to have her.
She was. Yeah. And we had Alex Baker, a partner from Burgess Hodgson Chartered Accountants over in Canterbury
on at the same time, yeah. And then we had your mate, didn't we? One of your... colleagues in the office, Kevin Artlett from Pecunia Credit Management, who came on with Jackie Offen at JJ Systems. And Kevin was telling us all about how important it is to kind of do the basics right in terms credit process and credit management, terms and conditions.
All of them important.
Calling customers and asking them to pay their bills, heaven forbid.
Yes, yes. And I think that's going to be a very crucial thing for people to get on board with in 2021.
Next year. The beginning of the year is going to be there's going to be a crunch there, isn't there? There's bound to be. Yeah.
Definitely. Mm. But we also had Alison Gordon and Dave Turnbull, the computer people. They've joined forces and collaborating with each other.
They were on recently. Yeah.
Adam Clegg of Swift Accountancy. Mm. Obviously, he's been doing a few bits and pieces, little workshops
startups.
For businesses, startups. Mm. I'm sure
lots
they've been
of
going
people
well.
Out there at the moment thinking about... starting up their own business, perhaps.
Yeah.
They might have a bit of redundancy money behind them and they're thinking, crikey, it's time I did something for myself, good luck to them. So plenty of startup help out there from the likes of Adam and Let's Do Business Group.
We had Joe Humphrey and Eddie Medina of Swift First Aid and Oregon Computer Training.
Yes.
Oh, that was a while back. That
Gosh,
was before COVID.
That was
before COVID.
Just after the new year.
That's right.
Yeah.
And also the guys from Kent Space Centre Management Teams and Kim Henderson of Evict Chamber.
Yeah.
That was pre-COVID as well.
That was a packed studio, I remember that.
That was a very busy studio. Yeah. We wouldn't be able to do that now.
Yeah. In fact, we use that picture as our kind of Twitter header, I think, don't we?
We do.
It was a really nice day.
It was a really good day.
In fact, Sue McGowan from Kent Space will be joining Rob Robinson as our first guest back.
That'll be really good.
In the new year on the 4th.
So it'll be great.
She's had a really tough time with cancer, so she'll be sharing some of her kind of personal insight there. Mm. But on a business level, Kent Space have had a fantastic year.
That's really good.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, and obviously we had Philip King, the Small Business Commissioner. He has been absolutely rushed off his feet this year. Mm. I know Philip King has been doing a huge amount for small businesses, really promoting the prompt payment code and really, really legislating for that to be something that's hopefully in the new year we'll hear a lot more about that. And obviously...
And providing a free resource for people. You can have a look at their website.
There's so much on there.
Stuff you can download. But also, if you do need to, if you're not getting anywhere in terms of, chasing money, from customers and customers not paying their invoices, they will actually pick up the baton for you on your behalf, and they will actually get involved directly.
Yeah, especially if they're on the prompt payment code listing.
Yeah, so good to know, isn't it?
Yeah, and hopefully we'll try and get him back on in the new year.
We will, yeah.
We had Chris Broom from Discovery Park and Brian Downton of Downton & Alley Associates. Cool. Yeah. Mike Whiting from KCC is a cabinet minister, cabinet member of Economic Development, and Richard Salvage of SNS Solicitors.
Yeah, Mike was a great guest. He launched a new business loan fund, didn't
That's
he?
That's right, yes.
I can't remember what it was called now, but I think that it was £6 million of money that was available to help businesses.
And that just went like a flash.
It almost went overnight.
Dave McCown, Absolute Electrical Fire and Safety.
Yes.
Paul McCartney from eBusiness Coaching and Alex Gordon, private client at Brashers.
Private client partner. Yeah, Alex has been brilliant this year because she... She started a networking group, didn't she, that we both go to, sort of bi-weekly, called Herd. And, selflessly started that up, and it's been brilliant, hasn't it?
It has. It's been really good, and we had our last pre-Christmas meet last week,
didn't we? And we had a little tipple that was supplied. We had a sort of a toffee liqueur,
didn't we? I missed
out
on that. It's only because I said, don't worry, if you've run out, don't worry.
Yeah.
But now I regret because I now know what you all had, and I wish I hadn't.
And we had some Percy pigs to accompany that as well, which was quite a mixture, believe me. So Alex has been brilliant this year, and thanks Alex for setting that up and giving us all somewhere to go every other week and just kind of talk to normal people.
And Bruce Kidd, obviously from Oasis Software, he's brilliant. He's done a lot of different things this year. Mm-hmm. With workshops, etc., and Kelly Ferrant from Pest Tech.
Kelly's had a busy year.
As well. More importantly, we had on our last show Joe James. From the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce.
Gosh, don't things change quickly? I mean, 2 weeks ago we were talking about, you know, what might happen, you know, what may happen with Brexit, and crikey, it looks like we're kind of heading into a sort of a dark tunnel there, doesn't it, at the moment?
We can't even get through the tunnel.
No, well, that's true. But you and I were actually at Bruce's Christmas party, weren't we, a couple of weeks ago as well?
That's
the new world we're living in, you know. It's the world
online
of the virtual Christmas party, but it was a hoot, wasn't it?
We had quizzes and everything.
Good fun.
It was really good.
And in fact, Bruce has got an event coming up straight after Christmas that I'm going to talk about in a minute as well. So, Joe James is superb, though. Like you say, I mean, crikey. You know, she's got her fingers, obviously, not in a lot of pies, but on the pulse of everything that's going on.
She must have had
a
very hectic weekend.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And then obviously today we've got Dave Sharp from Academy FM, so that sort of like wraps up our list of fantastic.
So we were off air for 3 months.
We were, and we had all them people,
and
we've
still managed to pack in all those superb guests. And,
I mean, to be honest, when we did go back on air, albeit we weren't in a studio, we did it remotely.
Yeah,
that was tough.
It was.
That was tough. And to be quite honest, listening back to some of those, because of me being in my spare room,
internet connections
and Zooming interviews, I sound very shouty.
Yeah, yeah. Well, normally you're such a quiet person, Tracy. You're right.
Are you sure? There's millions of people out there going, no, you really don't know her.
But no, I know what you mean. There was, I remember the interview we did with, bless him, Graham Marley, who's obviously down in Hastings at Let's Do Business Group, and it was very sort of Norman Collier-esque, wasn't it? You know, that classic kind of dodgy microphone interview. But no, we muddled through, and I think we had to, didn't we?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we've all had to this year. You know, what other choice have you got? You know,
exactly.
So it's been different, but
very different.
It's nice to be in a studio again, isn't it?
It is. Although, you know, sometimes you know, you don't know what you're doing.
No, well, speak for yourself, Tracy. Speak for yourself. Now then, We did mention a couple of events that we've got coming up. So why don't you kick us off with what you've got, and then I'll do mine, and then I think we'll play a bit of music, and we'll get our guest in.
Yes, maybe make us a cup of tea. Mm. Right. Well, yes. Let's crack on with this because obviously we mentioned this before. It's the Kent and Medway Business Summit. It's a virtual conference. January 2020, when we could all meet each other, it was a fantastic event. This year, it is going to be virtual, but there's going to be so much going on at this event. Lots of great speakers, lots of different workshops, lots of topics covering the economy and latest developments. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be really, really good.
There's a sustainability angle to it, I think, in terms of journey planning.
Shaping of our high streets. Building sustainable infrastructure.
Yeah.
Let me just get my teeth back in there. Yeah. And obviously, Phil Exley. I love Phil Exley.
Bless him. Roll him out.
Roll him out because he works for the Bank of England and he's doing a Q&A session. Yeah. And he is amazing. I love listening to him.
So it's Kent Business School. It's FSB. It's Creston Reeves. They're all kind of... IOD, they're all kind of partnering to put this event on. I think it's £10, isn't it?
It is.
This year as a virtual event.
Yeah, as a virtual event.
When's it happening?
It's happening on the 15th of January.
Right.
It starts at 9:30, so make sure you've got your cup of coffee on the go.
Yeah.
There's, as I say, lots of different workshops. There's going to be lots of different places you can go on this platform to attend these little events.
Yeah, breakout rooms. Yeah.
To register, you've got a link on the website of supplymybusiness.co.uk. There is a link on there straight into the booking section. Mm-hmm. But please, if you're in business, have a go at this because you
have a say.
Have a say. Mm-hmm. It is a really good event. Mm-hmm. So, and I'll be there.
Brilliant.
Virtually.
We mentioned Let's Do Business Group. We mentioned the startup support that they've been providing free of charge to businesses this year. They've got another Her Biz free workshop series starting in January.
That's
you have to register for this before the 13th of January to take part. They've just actually announced their latest winner, who we mentioned, I think, on the show last time, Stevie Tucker, with her veterinary physiotherapy business that she's just launched. Yeah. Mm. So she won £500 towards the startup of her new business just by taking part in the free workshop series. But I think from her point of view, it was the value add in terms of, you know, business planning and really helping her, create a business model where she got the value, I think, rather than perhaps the £500, you know, at the end of it. And you helped out there as well, didn't you?
Yeah, and I'm actually going to be helping out on the, because they're doing this one and then they're going to do another one.
Brilliant.
So, yes.
They're almost monthly now, aren't they, which is great.
So I'm going to be doing one of the sessions for them. Please tune in.
Yeah, so again, there's a booking link on supplymybusiness.co.uk. Or you can have a look at the Let's Do Business Group website, and I'm sure all the information is on there as well. But you must register before the 13th of January to take part in that particular month's enrolment, if you like. We mentioned Bruce at Oasis as well.
Yes, good old Bruce.
And Bruce has got together with Easy Stock, and they are running a webinar on the 8th of January, which is entitled An Introduction to Inventory Optimization, the Future of Stock Management. Mm. So, you know, this is critical, particularly at the moment.
Yeah.
It's very, very topical, isn't it?
Very topical.
How much stock, should I be buying? Should I be investing in?
Mm.
How can I manage the optimization of my procurement better moving forward so that perhaps, you know, I haven't got stuff sitting on a shelf for longer than it needs to be. That's the crux of it, ultimately, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
I mean, obviously, you know, the situation we're in at the moment is you know, nothing really could plan around that announcement on Saturday. I think it was from the PM, but this will certainly help. You know, if you are a business that relies on procuring stock as part of your kind of production process, then I think this event could be really valuable for you.
It's definitely worth having a look at it.
Mm.
you know.
So it's on the 8th of January. It's only an hour. It's 9:30 to 10:30. And again, all the details for that are on supplymabusiness.co.uk. You can also have a look at the Oasis website, O-A-SYS, Oasis Accounting Systems, and you'll find all of the event details on there as well.
Yep.
Tracy, I think that kind of wraps up what we wanted to talk about in terms of thanking guests and just spotlighting a few events that are happening early in the new year. I think what we'll do now is we'll play a little bit more music.
Yay!
And then we'll get Dave Sharp in, our guest for today. So we'll join you straight after this.
105.9 Academy FM.
Biz Connect.
Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Tweet us at Kent_biz.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you again for joining us on the final Biz Connect radio show of 2020 with myself, Martin White, and my fabulous co-host,
Tracy Westall.
Tracy, I think we've got a little guest who slipped into the studio, haven't we?
We have fantastic Dave Sharp, who runs this fantastic radio station.
He does indeed.
Here at Academy.
Dave, great to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me on your show. I'm not sure if this is actually the first time I've been interviewed on the radio station, but it's probably like only the second time if it's not the first. It doesn't happen very often.
So is there a particular reason for that, Dave?
Yes, after the end of this interview, you'll find out why. Yeah.
Brilliant, brilliant.
We have got 3 hours, haven't we?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Good.
Yeah. As the tumbleweed drifts just past the studio. I think what we'll do, Dave, is we'll start with a little bit of a background introduction to you, really, and how you started and got started in radio and your career in radio, kind of bringing us kind of bang up to date. So give us a snapshot of that, if you don't mind.
Okay. When I was a teenager, I did hospital radio. I was into music and kind of engineering and electronics and things like that. But I got into hospital radio, having heard that if you wanted to get a job in this industry, then that was a good place to start. So I did that. I didn't go to university, but I got a traineeship job as a sound engineer at the BBC when I was 18.
Was that hospital radio locally in Kent?
I grew up in Camberley, in Surrey, so at Frimley Park Hospital.
Okay. Yeah.
So I did that for a little while. Gosh. And I worked in the theatre doing backstage stuff, which was good fun. Wouldn't want to living in it, but it was quite good fun. And then I got this traineeship job at the BBC. I was a sound engineer, and I was there in the 90s. And in the 90s, that's when things changed from making radio programs using tape machines and records and, you know, quite old-fashioned technology to using computers. And I happened to be one of the people that did that really quite early on. I was at a place called the Radiophonic Workshop at the BBC doing things with digital technology and sound and burning. We had some of the first CD burners in the UK in there. So we did all sorts of interesting stuff like that. Then I went into training at the BBC. Then I left the BBC, went to a brilliant production company called Something Else, which when I joined it, I think there were like 12 or 13 of us or something, and then by the time I left in 2003, I think there were over 50, so it grew really quickly. And then I freelanced for a while. I also went to do a degree, because I didn't do a degree when I was 18, so I went to do a degree in archaeology, as you do, which lasted a few years, but I freelanced as well.
Yeah.
So I freelanced for a number of years and started teaching on the radio courses at University of Westminster and Christchurch, which was great fun. By then I'd moved out to Kent with my wife, Helen. And then this job came up, and it had an educational focus to it, because Academy FM is a charity, an educational charity based in a school, of course. And I'd done quite a lot of teaching at the BBC and at universities, so it looked interesting. So I came here and ended up getting the job and helped launch the station in early 2011. So that's nearly 10 years ago.
Exciting! Yeah.
That's it. There you go.
So they brought you in before the station actually had launched. So you were involved with
a few months. Yeah, they were starting to build the studios. They had other people who'd helped set it up. The idea came initially from Roger DeHaan, who was the chair of the Board of Governors of the Academy at the time, and a few people like Tim Bull, who he'd worked with at Saga. And they had Saga Radio back then. The Saga company under Roger, now Sir Roger, had a number of radio licenses.
I didn't know they had their own radio
station. And prime time as well on digital radio. And fairly, you know, commercially, radio licenses and so on cost quite a lot back then to broadcast on digital. But anyway, they understood the potential power of radio to work with young people.
Yeah.
And so came up with the idea of putting a radio station in here under these new community licenses at the time. And there was one they also started in another school in Thanet, where Roger DeHaan was the chair of the Board of Governors there as well, because there's Saga offices in Thanet as well.
Which is actually my local station, Academy FM Thanet.
Yeah, there you go. We're the better one. Actually, but they're very different. It's a great radio, honestly, seriously, it's a great radio station with a different audience.
Yeah.
A large audience in the Thanet area, Academy FM Thanet, really dedicated people, really dedicated team of volunteers. It's quite different to this station, which is this has always had the feel a bit more of a charity to it, that also does community radio broadcasting.
So let's talk about some of that work then that you do with the kids who are resident at the school during the week, because I guess one of the kind of criticisms of education generally is that it doesn't really prepare kids for life after school and life in work as well as it might do. So this is much more kind of practical, hands-on kind of soft skills that everybody needs in life, I guess, isn't
it? Yeah, basically some of what we do is we train up young people to present on the radio, and we do it by putting them eventually on live FM radio, which is it's not unique, but there's not that many people that do it in Europe and the world, really. So we do that, and they learn, as you say, soft skills, communication skills, team working. This is a working environment. This is a school, and all the school rules apply, you know, and the rules of discipline and so on. The way that we do it here, it's more like a workplace, and I want it to feel more like a workplace to them.
Yeah.
So you don't arrive late, you've got a show going out on the hour, you need to be here to prepare.
Absolutely. And the other thing about it, which is quite a fundamental difference, is legally children have to be in education. You know, if they're in school, they come in, they go to lessons and so on, and if they're really naughty in a lesson, while they might occasionally, you know, get moved to you know, some sort of room, there's a process, of course, where if you've got badly behaved young people in a classroom, where they might be able to go somewhere and calm down or go and speak to someone, a member of pastoral staff and so on, but essentially they're still in education. One of the things that we are doing here, which sometimes makes it difficult but is sometimes has advantages, is the fact that because this is a workplace, if people do kind of kick off, then it's a case of, I'm really sorry, you can't be here, we've got a job to do, come back and apologise, and we'll take it forward, goodbye. And so it's a bit more black and white. When you have that mixed with the other, things that I discussed in terms of how things happen elsewhere in the school, they understand that maybe some places, like workplaces, are actually different, and that can be really useful.
Yeah. Absolutely. And let's talk a little bit about the kind of the wider role of the station in the community, because you do a lot of outreach stuff as well, don't you? I mean, you do outside broadcasts and you really do, you know, touch the community locally, don't you?
There's two sides to it. The first side is we are an educational charity, and so we work with young people on educational projects in schools all over the district, whether it's little small primary schools in the Downs, such as you know, Stouting or Elam or whatever, and also ones here in Folkestone as well, a number of them. So we run all sorts of educational projects in like the arts and I don't know, careers, literacy and things like that, which really started off from projects we do with the primary academy way back like 6, 7, 8 years ago. But the other work we do in terms of the broadcasting work, which is the second kind of focus of what we do, is running a radio station.
Yes.
And
You're a commercial radio station.
It's a community radio station, mm-hmm. but there are commercial elements. We work with a lot of local businesses. We're the only radio station like this based in the area. Mm. I mean, in the town of Folkestone and broadcasting to it. And so we've got really good relations with a lot of businesses. We go out, we couldn't do it this year, but we go out and do outside broadcasts, attend community events. We'll switch on the Christmas lights with the town centre team. Mm-hmm. We do things like the air display. Yeah, yeah. All that. So we do events like that, going out and about. And many of the presenters that you'll hear on the radio, mm-hmm. they are volunteers from the community. Mm-hmm. So they are people from Folkestone, like you or I, who fancy trying something new, and we train them up and they present on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic, good. So this year has been a little bit different, I guess, in that respect. So what have you done to kind of overcome some of the hurdles, if you like, that have kind of presented themselves this year, and kind of still maintain that closeness with the community?
We've been really careful to make sure that people don't get ill, firstly. Mm. We've got two studios. Thanks to a grant a few years ago from Folkestone and Hythe District Council, we constructed a studio in the Glassworks centre, the Glassworks building just off Tontine Street in the centre of town. So we've got other studios, so we can have people in different places, so we don't have to be, you know, we're not working on top of each other all the time. We made changes to our schedule. We managed to, with some of our student broadcasters, academy students, we actually kitted them out with equipment so they could do their shows from home.
Oh, wow.
With mm-hmm. with some of us, someone running the equipment in the studio while they did their shows from home, mm-hmm. And a number of presenters have done that as well. So,
but
and
you've
also
kept going, haven't you? I mean, that's the kind of common theme, isn't it, this year, Tracy? You know, you've in very adverse circumstances, you, like everybody else, you know, that the show must go on, literally.
Everyone wanted it to. Mm-hmm. All of the volunteers, everyone just stepped up to the plate. It was absolutely fantastic. Mm. Mm. And we did other things as well. We did the Folkestone Virus Update, dramatically titled, but really good podcast. We broadcast it as well and then podcast it for about, I don't know, 4 months or something of the first lockdown, just with updates about what people were doing in the local area.
Yeah.
That was really good and really well received. Got a load of downloads and interest in that, interviewing people on the phone, basically.
In terms of how they were managing it and coping as a business or as an individual or on...
Mental health stuff, medical stuff, mm-hmm. business things, mm-hmm. community things, how community projects and so on were coping or pulling together to help people, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
We still do that in our other programming.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was just one example. And we started the Radio Church program on Sunday morning, which is really popular because church is closed.
Yeah.
And we thought, with Josh Carter, one of our volunteers, who's heavily involved in the local churches, we did a Sunday morning program. You can't quite replace going to church, but you can broadcast elements of that. Mm. And it's been a really, really good success. Mm. And it's getting a lot of support from churchgoers to give us the money to allow us to continue that.
I guess in many ways, people have probably found a whole new audience. As people have become quite isolated, literally, physically, and more and more lonely, and that's affected their mental health, you know, you've become an incredibly important, public service in the community, haven't you?
Radio's done really well, not just us. All stations, if you look at what people like the big BBC stations and so on have been doing, how they've managed to focus their output online and on air, down to people like us, has been really good. And so with us, we're local. We're the only radio station based in the town. And no one else can provide that sort of local feel as the rest of the media. You know, there's not that much media apart from us really based in Folkestone now, because most of it's, you know, just everything's kind of gone countywide or whatever, or is based in towns elsewhere in Kent. We're local, and we can deliver some things that other people can't, and we have an audience that appreciates that.
Brilliant. Well, look, I think what we'd like to do now, we're going to play a little bit of music, Tracy, aren't we?
Yep.
And then we'll come back after the break, and we'll actually talk to Kitty, your colleague, and we'll talk about some of the more kind of commercial side of the of running a radio station, if you like, in terms of advertising and kind of business proposition there. So join us after this. We'll be straight back after this tunage.
105.9 Academy FM.
Biz Connect.
Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Tweet us at Kent_biz.
Welcome back, everybody, to the last little bit of our special Christmas show today. Tracy, we've got another guest in the studio, haven't we?
We do. We have the lovely Catherine Castle, who does all the commercial side of Academy FM. Hello.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me.
Catherine, thank you so much for coming in and joining us. Now, we thought we'd start the show, or your interview rather, with a joke that you've put in your Christmas cards this year.
Yeah, it's a really good one this
year. Yeah, go on, give us a joke, Christmas joke.
Okay, so why was the turkey part of the pop group?
I don't know, why was the turkey part of a pop group?
Because he was the only one with the drumsticks.
Oh, that works for me.
It's so good.
That's better than your average Christmas cracker joke, isn't it?
Well, thank you for coming, Catherine. Anyway, as we move on.
It's not going to get worse than that, I'm sure.
So we had Dave on, obviously, the big boss, the big cheese, before the break, talking about the charitable status of the station and the work. The valuable work that the station does in the local community. But you are very much the kind of the commercial side of the station, aren't you?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your role and what you do day to day.
Well, I would say I try to look busy, but that's a bit rude. I normally cold call people.
Right.
Hopefully they know me. Uh-huh. They probably don't actually, to arrange a face-to-face meeting, to talk about what we can sort of help other businesses with their advertising and marketing.
Okay, so as a business locally, I can actually have a conversation with you and create an advertising campaign to run on the station, presumably.
Absolutely. So it's a very easy process as well. Dave, who you had on earlier, he actually works with the script making. So as soon as you've said, yep, you're going to advertise with us for however long you want to, you'll then be passed to Dave. He'll sort out all your script, what you want to say.
Yeah.
And some businesses have a clear idea on what they want to say.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's pretty simple. You just have to cut and edit to fit into 30 seconds. Uh-huh. And then others, Dave creates the commercial.
Right. So he gets involved in the creative side of that as well. But in the first instance, presumably that would have come about through a conversation that you've had with a business locally about the opportunity to put their name on the radio.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. So without that first meeting, guys, Dave has no job.
Yes.
So you mentioned kind of face-to-face, which obviously isn't very easy at the moment. So have you been able to work virtually, and I mean, do you set up sort of Zoom conversations with people, or do you just do it over the telephone at the moment?
Fortunately, people don't have to see my mug on Zoom because everyone's very busy. It's been a really busy time of year, so I've been very lucky in the fact that telephone calls have been amazing.
Okay.
So thank you to Mr. Bell on that one.
So give us a flavour for the types of advertisers that you've been kind of talking to this year.
Well, this year I want to say a special thanks to Pete Alderton with Alderton's Fresh Foods.
Right.
He has done a short promotion with us to be on air for a couple of weeks. Uh-huh. But each week he's been with us, he's donated the Christmas hamper that we've been able to give away in the breakfast show.
Oh, fabulous.
Right.
We've had...
So tell me about his business, because that sounds interesting. Is that a business that's had to kind of adapt and perhaps do kind of home deliveries, whereas he might have had a shop before? Tell us a little bit about his business, because that sounds quite interesting.
He does actually have a shop.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which is in Aldington. Mm-hmm. Very, very lovely. He He does do deliveries. It's a bit of everything. He also owns Dimchurch Butchers down in Dimchurch.
Okay, right.
So he's got a lot of things.
Yeah. Got things going on. Yeah,
yeah.
Because it's some of those sort of smaller businesses this year, isn't it, Tracy? Mm. That have really kind of seen the opportunity to, you know, to actually start selling direct, to do direct deliveries to people locally, and they want to promote that, obviously.
Oh God, yeah. Especially if they're really local, and that's the really good thing because obviously this station is for local people, you know, you can listen to it all over.
I'd imagine he's got a busy week ahead of him, has he, this week, doing all his, getting all his last minute kind of Christmas stuff out there? And
absolutely. Today is his most busiest day.
Yes.
And he's been really kind, actually, and given his workers an extra bit of time off after Christmas.
Nice.
Tell me, who else have you been working with? I mean, presumably it's everything from sort of local taxi firms to, you know, restaurants, and it covers quite a wide range. Yeah,
definitely. I mean, Remland Carpets, they sponsor our student shows. Mm-hmm. So anyone who wants to sponsor a show,
right?
It's sort of put together that way. You're not actually advertising, because you're donating to help out part of the community. But if you're just in it just to be, I want to be out here, want to promote myself, what my business does, then we sort of have the advertising sort of package.
Yeah.
And presumably you can kind of make that fit around things like drive time and certain kind of show genres to target the right kind of audience in that way.
Definitely. I mean, we call it slightly differently. So peak time is from 8 in the morning until sort of 5, 6 at night. Mm-hmm. Weekends, it's slightly different. It's between 8 and 1. Mm. And then we've got daytime where it ranges from 8 all throughout the day until 6. Uh-huh. And then we've got daytime and evening where you can come in at 8 in the morning and then you're on until sort of 9, 10 at night.
Wow. Mm. Okay. So quite a broad range there. Yeah.
So if anybody's out there now... Mm. That's thinking, do you know what, in a new year I want to actually be on the radio.
I might have a go at that.
Might have a go at that.
Yeah.
How do they contact you? Mm.
They can call me here at the office on 01303 721 059 or, shameless plug, on 077 897 8021.
Brilliant. And you've got a very large following on Facebook, haven't you, as well? I know your Facebook page, so all these kind of promotions and things are always there for people to kind of engage with and interact with
And we've been very lucky with the feedback that we've had from our clients too, in the fact that the Facebook posts have actually boosted their business. They've seen
that's
a return.
Got a massive following, the Facebook page.
Definitely.
Well, look, I think for now, we need to leave it there because we've only got an hour today. So we need to kind of draw the show to a close. Thank you so much, Catherine.
Thank you for having me.
For joining us in the studio today. It's been lovely to have you with us. Thank you for the Christmas card and the Prezi.
You're welcome.
Tracy, I think we're going to play a little bit of music.
Yeah.
And then we'll close the show out and we'll see everybody in 2021. But we'll be straight back after this.
105.9 Academy FM.
Biz Connect.
Promoting and connecting businesses in Kent and around the world.
Tweet us at Kent_biz.
Wow. What an end to our year this has been. I want to thank all our guests that have been on through 2020, and especially today's guests, Dave Sharp and Catherine Castle. Christmas is here.
That's it. It's a wrap, as they say.
It is a wrap, but we will be back, don't you panic, on the 4th of January.
Unwrapped. On the 4th of January.
On the 4th. We will be joined by Rob Robinson from Low Carbon Kent and also the wonderful Sue McGowan from Kent Space.
Absolutely.
So it just leaves me to wish all our listeners a very Merry Christmas and a better New Year.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And see you
on the other side.
2021.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Academy FM Folkestone.
Biz Connect.
The show that promotes and connects businesses.